Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
We watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission and Dr. Jeff Edwards, Extension Small Grain Specialist for Oklahoma State University, reminds you to keep an eye on your wheat crop during the winter months.
Keep an eye on those crops and see basically the greenness of the crop and see how they're making it through the winter and monitor the nitrogen status in those fields. You know, in the southern Great Plains, we don't have the luxury that they do in other wheat production regions in that we have a lot of acres to cover and our rainfall is very unpredictable. For that reason, we can't make as many just-in-time top dress applications, and we've got to get those rigs rolling there in early to mid-January to make it across those acres and have the nitrogen out there for when the rain does hopefully come in January and February to move that nitrogen into the soil profile.
OSU's Dr. Jeff Edwards. Wheat Watch 2015 is a service of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
A mixed day today for grain futures. We were positive in wheat, which was a welcome sign after making new contract lows earlier this week. The Kansas City July closed at 527 and a quarter, up just a tick, up about 3 cents here. If you look at some of the longer-term, 2-week forecasts, let's say, it's actually below normal for the 6 to 10 day and then normal for the 8 to 14 day. But after this round of moisture we've seen over the last couple days, it doesn't look like there's anything significant for quite some time. And that could cause the market to rally here. We always need new rain, especially when you start off as dry as we've started here in the southern plains. The market the soil needs more and more rain all the time. So the price has decreased. It in the middle of December went up to about $7.03. Now we're at $5.27, so that's about $1.75 sell-off in July Kansas City wheat in the past 3 months. So a very significant sell-off. Beans and corn both lower today. Beans just slightly lower, really about unchanged here. May at $9.85, that's about a 60-cent sell-off over the last couple of weeks. Corn down to 5 cents, with December at 410, down 3.75.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Next week will be an action-packed week with the regular scheduled Monday exports. But then on Tuesday morning, we're going to have the newest production and supply numbers. For the U.S. ending stocks for wheat, we're estimating 699 million bushels, slightly higher than last month. Corn slightly lower than last month at 1.826 billion. And beans slightly lower, about 9 million lower than last month at 376 million bushels. And that's 14-15 U.S. ending stocks. On the world or global level, metric tons, wheat 197.69, lower than February. Corn 189.67 million metric tons, just slightly higher than last month. And then beans also slightly higher at 89.47. But really pretty like numbers to last month, so no big expected changes there. For South American, really the big one you watch is the South American corn and beans. For Argentina corn, 26 million metric tons, higher than last month by about 3 million. Brazilian corn also higher, so possibly bearish for corn. For Argentina soybean, 54, that's lower than last month. And also for Brazil soybeans, 86.7, also lower than last month.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. And recapping the markets, April live cattle up 137 at 154.65, June up 107 at 147.10. March feeder cattle 315 higher at 209.72. April up 320 at 208.57. April lean hogs 70 lower at 66.12. May down 20 at 77.25. In the grains, March Kansas City wheat up 6 3/4 at 5.20 3/4. May up 5 1/4 at 5.22 1/4. March Chicago wheat up 4 1/2 at 4.85 3/4. March corn down 3 1/2 at 3.79 1/4. May down 4 1/2 at 3.86. March soybeans unchanged, 9.79 1/4. May down 1/2 at 9.85. March cotton down 26 at 62.95. May down 26 at 62.97. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.